95.5 KLOS.
Radio program that, of course, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. You know, Richard, I'm writing my own sequel, the kind of thing, and I hope you don't mind.
Do
I
help me out? I'm trying to write one as well. Perhaps we should get together.
Well, mine's the Rocky Balboa Picture Show. It's and then the audience go Adrian, and it's really kind of fun.
It's going to be wild and wacky. Let's also real quickly just sample some of this. This is the new CD you're out with, Absolute O'Brien. Give us a cut that we can sample about 30 seconds of.
Oh, my God. The opening. Just do the opening. Just to hear the sax on the opening. I love hearing that sax.
Track one. All right. Apartment jazz.
Ooh, that's nice. It is nice, isn't it? Nick Payne.
Rainstick.
You don't have to call me. I've got your number, but you won't see me.
Very nice.
Cool, isn't it? And groovy.
No, I think you said earlier, you said groovy.
You know, and you use the term apartment jazz, and now every time I listen to this, I'm going to think of you in your apartment and with your buddies, and you had a radio or a tape recorder playing, and you recorded it there. You did it in the studio, I'm sure, but it's really gorgeous.
We always love it, too, when guests work in the word groovy into their answers, and you've done that already, twice, as a matter of fact.
That's very nice. Why do you like it? Why do you like it so much? Why does it appeal to you? It's your age, isn't it? You're showing your age.
Because it was one of my favorite words in the 70s. It went away, and all of a sudden, it's come back.
Fab is another word I like very much.
Yeah.
Absolutely fab.
I like oyster.
Well, have you thought about therapy?
I don't know what the hell I meant by that. Renee, you're on the air with Richard O'Brien. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hey, girl. Richard, we know each other.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
In the biblical sense?
Well, I don't know if you remember doing Lower Depths in the Hoxton Theater in
London.
Indeed,
I do. Indeed, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
And I was working as an understudy in stage management, and I asked to borrow the pair of tails that you wore as the actor in Lower Depths.
Yeah.
And you lent it to me. And then when I went to return it to you, you said, oh, no, keep it. And ever since then, most Halloweens, I wear your tails.
How extraordinary.
Uh-huh.
The collector's item.
It is, actually. I have managed to dry clean it a bit and change the lining because it was completely tattered.
It's not original anymore. It's had some restoration done on it. I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
Renee, thanks for calling.